The National Park Service is reviewing a bear shooting incident in Denali National Park. A man shot and killed a grizzly, he says, charged his partner Friday night about 35 miles out the park road. The Park Service reports it was the first bear shooting by a visitor in Denali history. The incident follows a recent federal law change that allows visitors to carry guns in parks nationwide. Denali spokeswoman Chris Pfister says it remains illegal to shoot guns in many older park areas, including the Mount McKinley Wilderness, where the weekend bear killing took place.
In these older parts of the park, you can't use firearms, even though now you can legally carry them in those places.
The National Park Service has not identified the hikers involved in the bear killing, but says they reported what happened immediately. Pfister says the bear shooter may get a reprieve from the law if the killing is determined to have been in defense of life. She says the park can defer to state statute, which allows defense of life and property wildlife shooting, but an investigation will determine if that's appropriate.
We've interviewed the backpackers involved. We have the bear carcass and are looking at its injuries and, you know, what obviously killed it, and have gone to the site and looking at the distances and things like that to look at whether or not it was a justified shooting or not.
Park Service investigators found the grizzly carcass about 100 feet from 9 pistol shell casings from the handgun the backpacker used to shoot the bear. Pfister says the hikers went through the standard safety briefing for all visitors who seek backcountry permits. She says despite an emphasis on wildlife conflict avoidance, more park visitors are visibly carrying firearms in Denali National Park since the federal law change.